Hey there, and thank you for listening to the Bet on a Black Woman podcast with your host, Sab Jackson, a podcast about a Black woman's perseverance, journey, and experience in pushing forward through her job searching journey. It was once about one woman's perseverance, journey, and experiences evolved into our shared experiences, which are vastly different and need to be shared. And I'm bringing awareness and being a resource for other Black women on this journey. I'm really glad to have you with me this week. I appreciate your listening ears and your time, and I hope that you are protecting your peace and that you are calm in your energy. Now, before we get started on this episode, Listening Tribe, I'm going to ask that if you enjoy or enjoyed listening to this week's episode and you found value in it, please make sure that you share this with your social media network. Text your friends, post in your GroupMe, screenshot this, post it on IG with the hashtag #BetOnAblackWoman. Email your community. Please share with your trusted community. And if you'd like, you can follow us on Instagram at @BetOnAblackWoman. Full disclosure, the only reason I have that Instagram is so that no one would steal it. I don't post as much on there. However, I am very active on Twitter, and you can follow me on Twitter at @SAB_1908. And with that, let's get into this week's episode. Hey you, thanks for joining Bet on a Black Woman with your host, Sab Jackson. I appreciate you joining, and I appreciate your listening ear. I hope that you had an eventful and productive weekend. I hope that you had an even better week. This is my first podcast episode taping with under the new administration. This week we had Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris sworn in to the Oval Office, the White House. The inauguration was this week, is this Wednesday, January the 20th. I am taping on January the 23rd. Why did I tell you that? I don't know. I guess I just said that for document's sake, because the inauguration was again on Wednesday, January 20th, 2021. We have our first African American and Indian American vice president woman. I don't like when the news outlets or other people say female, because female is someone who just bears children. A woman, she's a woman, she's a human being woman. And President Joe Biden. It feels so good to say that. I felt a sigh of relief. And I feel like it was an eventful, historic. Again, I just felt a sigh of relief now that we have some adults in the White House. We have a sense of normalcy and a sense of calm. That's why they called him Sleepy Joe for a reason, because he is just very calm under pressure. But it is good to have adults back in the White House, and it's good to have adults running the government. It was also good. That day I was also taping my Brownversation show that I do every other Monday, but we decided to do it on Wednesday. We didn't do it on MLK Day, but on that day, the day of the inauguration, the White House held its first White House press briefing, and I literally can't tell you how long it's been. And I was glued to that television, and I was just immersed in everything. The new speaker, I don't know what you call them, but I was glued to the television. White House correspondent, the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, that's her name. I was marveling in the idea that they had someone up there speaking in actual full sentences. So it was just it was a relief. It was a breath of fresh air to see. It was a sight to see. You know, it was a good day. Let's see. The job is going well, you guys. The job is going well. I started to take another course on LinkedIn this time called Critical Thinking. And as I get into the role more, I know that I want to be a part of the, I want to be a part of the strategy and the creation and the planning right now, I'm a part of the project management and the execution and the support piece of my role. And I like it. I do. I like it. And I will say I am learning a bunch of stuff in healthcare. And it's nice to have family members who are also in the healthcare industry, sort of. I have an aunt who works at a healthcare giant in Wisconsin. And then I currently have a sister who is in a nursing program. She is in nursing school right now. So it's kind of cool to be able to ask her questions. She asks me questions about what I'm learning. Like today, I was on the phone with my aunt and my mother, and my mother suggested that I talk to my aunt about said question. And my aunt who was able to answer that question for me. I had a question about EMR, which is emergency medical records. Yeah, I think it's emergency medical records. Electronic medical records. See? Yeah. So I'm learning about all of those things in the healthcare industry. And there's a lot to learn. I'm enjoying everything that I'm learning. I just know that I want to get to a space where I feel like I am contributing more. And I have actual KPIs and I can actually see the fruits of my labor. I joined a Facebook group. I joined a Facebook community group, whatever you can call it a couple of things. I call it a community, but it's a community. I joined a Facebook community and it's filled with Black people who are job searching, who are working in corporate, nonprofits, and every once in a while I find a comment and I'll engage with that find a post, and I will engage with that post and I'll give advice on my thoughts surrounding that question or that post. And I thought that if I find something that I want to share with you on here, I will share the question, no names, of course, and I'll provide my thoughts on here from the question from the community. That cool? Okay, good. But I also wanted to tell you and share with you that I can only share with you through the lens of what Sabrina did and what Sabrina did and what worked for her. And my advice to you is to take the pieces that I do share and implement them and implement the things that I share on here with you, implement the strategies that I used on here, use them, take those pieces and implement them in your life how you best see fit, is what I'm saying. And also understand that I'm evolving in my job searching journey. This podcast started under the guise that Sabrina was job searching. Sabrina needed an outlet. Sabrina wanted to talk about her journey. And while this is still a journey for me, the journey has slightly changed because I've landed. And now that I've landed, my conversations will evolve and my conversations will change. And that's part of the reason why I joined that Facebook community, in part because what I've learned, I want to continue to be a resource for other Black women and or men in the job searching space and in the job space and currently working in the corporate space. Recently, one of the questions that was asked in the community was they wanted to know, besides Indeed and LinkedIn, can you recommend any other websites to search for a job? There were so many, there were so many answers in that community, and I'll share with you a few of the answers, and I'll just rattle off a few of the answers, and then I'll also share what I actually use. It seems like most of the answers in the group were the same. Monster? I'm ashamed that I even said that on this podcast. I do not use Monster. I do not recommend using Monster at all. And I'll be like Forrest Gump, that's all I have to say about that. Some people said ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is kind of cool. On a scale of 1 to 10, I would give ZipRecruiter about a 6.5, maybe a 7. Some people, I see quite a few ZipRecruiters on here. Oh, idealist.org. It's spelled I-D-E-A-L-I-S-T.org. idealist.org. That's for nonprofits. That's a good one to use. Some other ones on here. Again, Career Builder. No, that's another one that I would not suggest that you use. So let me just go ahead and share with you the ones that I use and why I use those ones. All right. So I'll go ahead and share with you here the ones that I use. So I used Indeed. I used Indeed Alerts. I used LinkedIn Alerts. And I also used Google Search Alerts. Now that's different than Google Alerts. So what I mean by Google Search Alerts, and that's how I found the current role that I have now, is I had on my Google Search Alerts, and I also had on my Google Alerts for the job. They're really different, and I'll go ahead and explain to you the difference between those two. Google Alerts are alerts that you set up through Google. You literally go and you can type in Google Alerts, and you'll go to the Google Alerts website, and then it'll type in the word that you want Google Alerts from, and it'll populate the sites it'll show you the search results for the site for the keyword that you used, and then you put in the frequency that you want to receive those alerts, and you type in how often the frequency, so it'll give you the level of preferences with the information that you want to receive back on that particular Google alert. Now how I use Google Search Alerts is, I will try my best to explain it on here to you and how you should use it. I set up my Google search, job search, not on a site on Google. How you do that is you go to Google, you type in google.com, and you type in the search. So let's say, for example, you should type in, you go to Google and you type in the search portion, job search, right? So when you type in job search, Google will take you to another page, and at the top of that page you'll see ads for job searching sites like Indeed and LinkedIn. And if you scroll down just a little bit, you will see a little bit more, and it'll show you a jobs table, right? It'll be a blue, darker blue table, and it'll say at the top, it'll say jobs near wherever location you are currently at. And it'll also show you at the top, again, it'll say, have a little job column, it'll have saved columns, and it'll have alerts column. You want those alerts. So how you can set your alerts is you look at the bottom of that page on that jobs table, and it is a blue, at the bottom left of, there's a blue box, and you want to turn that job alert on. However, what you want to do first is you type in, let's say if you're looking for a marketing manager job, type in where it says job in that table, not in Google, in that table, in that job search table, type in marketing manager, and it'll show you all of the marketing manager jobs in that table. So again, you go to the bottom left of the blue box and you turn on that alert. What's dope about that is you get a, every day you get a digest, a daily, hourly, however often you want, digest from Google. It's very different from Google Alerts. That's Google aggregating from all over the internet jobs that match your search preference. That's how I found my job. So I use, like I said, I use the Google search alerts, I use LinkedIn alerts, and I use Indeed alerts. And I was very curated in the job titles or the job keywords that I used. I was really effective with my time. I didn't spend all my time on the job boards. You want to split up your day. Like, you want to, you know, have a certain timetable that you wake up, exercise, eat breakfast, check your email, check the job boards for at least, 30 minutes to an hour, maybe 30 minutes probably max. And then you take about an hour to apply your job. Like, you literally want to break up your day. You don't want to. It's easier said than done. I was just very smart about the alerts that I received. And I was also very smart and particular about how I engaged with people online to expand my reach. I was very active on social media, but I was very smart in the way that I was active on social media. I used Feedly, spelled F-E-E-D-L-Y, a lot. And I used that, and that increased my visibility on LinkedIn. And when I say I was very active on social, I wasn't necessarily on LinkedIn all the time, on Twitter all the time. What I did from Feedly is I was able to schedule those posts to go out however often I'd like for them to go out. So anytime I was searching the net and I found some links that I thought would be opportune for LinkedIn or Twitter, I would put them in my queue and Feedly would spit them out during the times that I had set. So sometimes when it would look like I was online every hour or every other hour posting, that wasn't me. It was in my queue and it just looked like I was really active. But I also was very active on LinkedIn when it came to liking people's posts and commenting on people's posts and sharing content. So that helped me to increase my reach on those platforms. And I did that because you need to be active on social. You need to be smartly and strategically active on these platforms. Twitter is another space that I absolutely adore. And if I've not told you this before, I'll tell you this now. I use, and you should use, all those platforms differently. I use Twitter for conversation. I use LinkedIn for networking. I use Facebook for socializing. I use Instagram for highlight reels, even though I don't post like that on Instagram. But you use LinkedIn, you use Facebook, and you use Twitter all differently. Also, now you have Clubhouse. You want to use that in a smart way. This is Clubhouse. You guys, Clubhouse is a platform that you cannot afford not to miss out on, because if you have an iPhone, because you never know who are in these rooms that you can actually talk to that can land you your next role. For real. So, and sorry if you are an Android user, but right now it's only open for iPhone users. Get on Clubhouse. Find you a room to get into that you can go in there and add value, shine, get your followership up, and potentially land you a role, or potentially find you a recruiter at a company or someone inside a company that you're interested in. The possibilities are endless with Clubhouse. Okay? So I just want you to keep that in mind. Let's see what else I want to talk to you guys about. I think that's it for right now, but just know that as I was sitting here ideating what I wanted to talk to you guys about, as I was scrolling, I had a couple topics in mind, but I wanted to get on here and tell you that, again, the content will change. And if you are still willing to rock with me, I'm still willing to continue to do this. And I still want to be able to come on here and share the things that I did to learn and the things that worked for me. I also want to say, like, I saw another post within that community about the depression and the dejection and the sad state you get in. The dejecting state that you get in as a job seeker is real. I created this podcast because I wanted it to be a support system. I want it to be an ear for other Black women who are currently in this journey. And I just want them to know that they are not alone. I want you to know that, like, I see you, sis. I see you. I cry with you if you cry. I get it. Sometimes you just need a good cry. I also want you just to remember to know that you will find something. You will land. It just takes faith. Prayer without work is a wish. So you want to continue to pray. I am a woman of prayer. I believe I've shared that as well on this podcast. But you will land. you will land, sis. I promise you, you will land. And it might not be what you want initially, but you're going to. You have to promise me that you will continue to pound away. Drive it home for us. Drive it home for yourself. And I know sometimes it just seems like such a defeatist attitude, but I promise you, through God's grace, there is a light at the end of this tunnel. You may be in the belly of the beast right now, and God is keeping you alive. God is keeping you afloat. I'm sorry, I don't mean to go on a godly tangent with you, but I hear you and I see you, and if I can be a listening ear for you, please reach out. My email is, I got a couple of them. So I will give you, if ever you just need an ear, I am here. S is in Sam, D, Jackson, 1908 at gmail.com. You can reach out to me on Twitter at sab_1908. I would give you my Instagram, but I told you last episode and episode before that. It's a space that I just need to get back involved with. But in all seriousness, if you ever just need a listening ear with what you're going through, please reach out. And also, if you're interested in being featured on this podcast and you want the world to know or the community to know about your job searching status, and if this platform can be a resource for you to help amplify what it is that you're looking for, I want to help you. I want to be that resource for you. That's what I'm here for. Like, I no sis left behind. I just want you to know that, like, I hear you and I see you and I love you, and I just want you to hang in there, continue to pray. And with that, I think that's all I have for this week's episode. I want you to have a productive week, have a productive day, and we will talk soon. You take care. Bye.